This is the Skirted Roundtable. I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings.
I'm Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8.
And Joni Webb from Cove to Texas.
And on this week's Skirted Roundtable, we're talking about design and the real cost of high-end interior design projects, or even moderately priced interior design projects, and how there's this, you know, we feel that between the TV shows and all the budget-conscious things, the average person doesn't really have an idea of what things actually cost and how it affects those of us who are designers when we're trying to communicate that to clients. And I think my view has been, because I've had conversation with people about HGTV, has it helped the industry or hurt it? And I used to think, well, you know, all good publicity is good publicity, but I do think it's ultimately hurt the high end.
I think it's hurt all ends, though, because I think you're right. I think it's great because I think the shows have gotten a lot more people interested in their homes and have taught, you know, have good lessons to learn. And it's fun to see a process that, you know, designers can go through, but I don't think it's a realistic one. And it has warped so many people's minds as to really believing that you could do a room $4,000. I mean, you can't even buy a good piece of furniture for $1,000.
Right.
You know, and we're talking about one type of interior design. You know, there certainly are those out there, and you can dumpster dive, you can go to Salvation Army, get a spray, you know, your black lacquer spray can and some nice fabric. But generally speaking, if you're bringing a designer in, that's not the route the designer's probably going to go. And so to expect them to be able to do it, and also the time frame. People are nuts about the time frame. They really think that it's a
48-hour
turnaround.
Yeah.
Well, this topic really hit home for me when I posted a job that I'd done recently called the Tanglewood House. And we'd done the living room, we'd done the family room, we'd done the bedroom, and the client called me and said, my son is graduating and I'm going to have a bunch of parties and I want to do the living room and dining room before graduation, which is in about 4 or 6 weeks. And can we do it? And can we do it on a budget? Well, you know, I posted about it and I made a joke and I said, can we do it in 24 hours for $500? Well, for some reason that $500 stuck in people's mind and they thought that I was saying I had done the room for $500. And I got numerous comments that said, how did you do this for $500? Will you tell me? And wow, this is so wonderful for $500. And people, one slipcover, dining room slipcover, cost $350 a piece, and there were 8 of them. So it was nowhere near $500. I mean, you know.
Was that for labor and that was labor and material?
No, just labor.
And you
just
had
labor.
And you had made it very clear in your post that the only reason why the project even went ahead was that you had found an amazing deal on a huge quantity of the fabric.
Well, but
so that was really very
I
budget.
For 16, you know, like I think $16 a yard. We say it was on a budget.
Right.
But I call a budget by using all of my clients' furniture, but we slip covered it all. We painted, you know, we put down seagrass and we didn't buy new furniture, but, you know, we put drapes and, you know, it all added up. And I think if people really knew how much that budget, quote unquote, room cost, they would be shocked.
Well, they would be shocked if they thought the word budget means cheap.
To a lot of people, it does mean cheap. The Boston Globe magazine did a whole thing a week ago on budget ideas, and I actually have a quote. They interviewed me for a quote, and it was like the world's worst tip that they ended up using of all the beautiful tips I gave them. And it was supposed to, I thought it was an article on 100 ideas under $100, but one of the big articles was called Home Cheap Home. You know, and it was like, I mean, it should never be cheap. Even if it's budget, it shouldn't be cheap. And, you know, to me, that's just grossly harming an industry that you know, prides itself on providing quality.
I think something that needs to be clarified is that we're not talking about, I don't think the three of us are being snobs and saying, oh my gosh, you can't go to TJ Maxx and find something, for instance, or people can go out and do that, but what we're talking about when someone hires a designer to come in and then expects the $1,000 budget to, you know, revamp the room in 48 hours. That's
right.
What we're talking about. And you should expect a certain level of finish and a certain level of quality, because that's what you're paying for.
Well, this particular job, we had spent a lot of money in her den, her family room, buying new furniture and doing carpentry. So by essence, you know, the living room was much less expensive, but it was still expensive. It still was not $500.
Right. It was by the comparison of what most people seem to think.
Yeah.
You know,
but
and
I love to find bargains for my clients and pass them on. I mean, I love that. I have a company that I use that makes fabulous furniture. It's called GJ Styles. I talk about it all the time. And they are cheap. They're very inexpensive, but their quality is first class for the money. And I always use their furniture because it saves my client money. If I can save my client money somewhere, they're going to spend more and their room is going to look better.
Well, exactly.
To me,
yep.
So important. How does the room end up looking? And if I, you know, if they only have a certain amount of money and we go buy that slipcover IKEA sofa, okay, you know, it's okay because we're going to make the room look great with what we have remaining, you know.
But it's still not going to be, I think people, what we're talking about, I think too, is that what people need to understand is what is cheap. What would be a cheap room for you, Joni, like to do? What would be a cheap budget?
Honestly, $10,000. I mean, I know people are going to faint when they hear
that.
No,
but that's what I wanted you to point out when you say cheap.
If you're going to do curtains, it's the labor that drives up the price of everything.
Right.
If you're going to do curtains, it's going to cost you, you know, $1,200 to $1,500 a window, plus the fabric. So, you know, when you're talking about covering sofas and buying fabric and buying a rug and, you know, buying accessories, you know, and I think if everyone even just looks around their own living room that they did on a budget and add the cost of everything in that room, they will see it's way over $10,000. So, you know, honestly, if a client says to me, what is it going to cost? I usually say $20,000 to $30,000
for a living room.
Right.
For a living room.
Right.
For any room.
For any room.
My future room. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I say too. Budget between $20,000 and $30,000.
If we can do it for $15,000, great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done rooms where there are $100,000 a room, but that's where we bought antiques. You know, $5,000 here, $10,000 there, and that really adds up.
But yeah, I mean, I told clients generally I start at $15,000 a room, you know,
right.
Depending on the room, like the family room. And that really assumes that they were reusing some things. But if they're talking less than $15,000, I'll go through with them and say, okay, but your sofa is going to, a decent sofa is going to be this, and the rug's going to be this, and the window treatments are.
And what about the designer's time?
And then right. Well, that's the $15,000 is not including my time. That's the, you know, that's
well,
what.
I don't charge for time. But let me say this, y'all. When I first started my blog, I did a post on a budget bedroom that I had done for a client, and it turned out it was beautiful. We put new carpet, drapes, it was all done at Pottery Barn. The bed, the furniture, most of the furniture, the bedding, the fabric, I bought it all from Pottery Barn. And, you know, I sold it to the client as we're going to do this on a budget. When it was all said and done, it was $15,000,
right.
Over $15,000.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I purchased beds for people for $10,000.
Yeah.
It was a custom bed, but, I mean, it was exactly what the client wanted. It was a $10,000 bed. So, you know.
I think if people really, you know, just sat down and looked at everything they had and then look at like a Crate and Barrel catalog and added up what just Crate and Barrel would cost, like Joni said about Pottery Barn, you're talking $1,500 for a sofa, but if you want the fabric that's outside the line of the sofa, you're at $2,500.
What about bedding? If we're doing bedding, I mean, even I love John Robshaw bedding. But, you know, to really dress a bed beautifully, you don't have to use as much as I've used in the past, but it's expensive. And I know.
Oh, my God, is it expensive?
Yeah, and I know that, Linda, I've seen some of your work, and you do the custom, the really, you know, the super custom detailed bedding.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's not cheap. It can, there's no way that can be cheap.
Right. I mean, probably the cheapest, the ones where I've done the whole thing, the bed skirt and the custom duvet and
yeah.
the bunches of pillows, the least expensive has been $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for, you know, pretty basic cotton fabrics. And then, you know, if you start
now,
moving into the silk range.
I know this is probably shocking to young people that are listening that are just starting out. But you don't have to do it all at once, you
no.
know. And then it isn't as shocking. It's much easier. You do it a little bit at a time.
I believe that these HGTV shows, although they've done a lot of good, they've also warped a lot of people's minds into thinking that that when you hire a designer, it should be like bringing a Trading Spaces person in.
Right.
You know, little
well,
do they know.
The fallacy with the HGTV shows are that other one that was so popular, The Neighbors, what was Trading Spaces.
That's what I was saying, yeah.
They never included the cost of labor in
right.
any of this because they did the labor themselves, which is fine. But, you know.
And there's like 100 people under a tent out in the backyard.
Right, that you never
ahead.
Saw.
But it's the labor.
And I just wish, like, Candace Olsen, I mean, I think she does incredible work. I watched the show this weekend, and she had the most gorgeous kitchen she did for a woman. But, you know, they never talk about the budget, and they don't talk about the labor, because that's, they're all, the cast members are the labor.
The rooms are not cheap.
No, they're not cheap.
God, no.
And I just wish they would talk, you know, I wish for once, they did a show once where they went through the design and production process. I wish once they would go through the budget process.
Her rooms are $30,000 on up.
Easily.
Yeah.
Minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wish, yeah, I just wish that people, because I think that, you know, people see that and they see other things, and most people can tell that her rooms are clearly more expensive than other things you see on HGTV. But I think most people don't have a clue.
But let me say this, even as a designer, I shock myself with every job when I go in and I start, you know, doing the billing and adding all the stuff up, and it's like,
I've totally been
you add it up and you're so over budget and you just could cry, you know, and I hate that.
You know what, that's one thing though, I learned the hard way. I remember figuring out at one point, I need to set their expectations to be realistic. In other words, if I think I'm going to go over budget, if I think I'm going to spend, I tried to let them know from the beginning. For instance, I had a client who had, she had a daughter. She wanted two daughters, and she wanted to do their rooms, and just really didn't want to be bothered with it, but just kind of wanted just an update on the rooms. Well, I explained to her, we're talking minimum $10,000 to $15,000. I mean, that's minimum. Do you really want to spend that on these little girls? She's like, I just don't want to be bothered with it. And then she came back to me about a month and a half later, after a lot of work had been done. She's like, you're right. My husband saw your bill and freaked out. He realized it would cost that much, and that's just too much. You know, we could just go to Pottery Barn and grab some things. You know, it hit her. She's like, I just need new carpet and wall paint and a new bed. I can do that. I don't need to spend this much. So
yeah.
I'm glad we stopped before we got into it, because she would have had to deal with her husband and someone would have been unhappy. So I try to make their expectations.
At the end of the job, when you're out shopping for accessories and lamps and, you know, like again, the Tanglewood house, you know, I said, oh, they're these great lamps at Restoration Hardware. You know, they're not much. They're not expensive. Well, actually, they were close to $500 each, and
mm-hmm.
not counting the shade. So she said, you know, I spent over $1,000 on those lamps. And, you know, I mean, every $1,000 starts adding up, you know, and oh, my God.
Do you guys use contracts? Do you use
yes.
contracts? So do you
yes.
specify, you know, you've discussed the budget. This is the budget range.
Yes.
No.
And I learned the hard way. Yes, I absolutely do. I make it very clear. This is the amount we, and yeah, if we start going near the budget, not over it, near it, I have a sit down with them and say, look, this is still what we need to do. But you know,
I do a very detailed spreadsheet of everything as we're working it up, like an estimate. on every line item, because I'm very good at keeping within the budget, but I still freak out over the individual cost of things. I still estimate out the window treatments and go, oh my God, I'm telling them this is $9,000. Even though I know that this is $9,000 because we're saving money over there or whatever, I know I'm still in budget overall. I still get my sticker shock myself at the price of things.
The way I do things usually is after the room, the day of the installation, the week before, I'll go shopping for paintings and accessories and lamps and stuff. And all that does add up. And that sometimes can be, you know, $5,000 onto the final bill. You know, like a table here and an end table here and two little side tables that, you know, weren't in the big budget. And that's what I'm talking about when I start adding up that final accessory or end of the job. I sometimes get sticker shock myself. And let's be truthful here. A chair, an upholstered chair is, you know, $1,500.
Custom?
Plus fabric. You need 10 yards of fabric at $50. That's $500. So that's $2,000 for a custom chair.
Plus delivery. Minimum. Plus delivery. And it's one thing people always seem to forget is that you have white glove delivery service and all of that. You know, you're adding another couple hundred bucks onto the price for every item, practically.
Yeah, and each room needs three or four chairs. So that's 15, you know, it just gets very expensive,
I think $50 sounds like an inexpensive fabric. I mean, I know you can find it, but I think the fabrics that most people are falling in love with that they see in all the magazines are not $50 a yard fabric.
Well, I'll tell you, I offer a service where people can, if they see something they like and they're not using a designer, they can order it through me. And I've had a lot of requests, and absolutely no purchases, but a lot of requests for Galbraith and Paul fabrics and Madeline Wine Rib. And when you tell them the Madeline, and because they see them everywhere, and Domino was always showing these fabrics, but never said how much they were. And, you know, when you say, okay, well, Madeline Wine Rib is $270 a yard.
Yeah.
And it's like, hello, crickets. And Galbraith and Paul is same. And
but it's
even
hand-printed.
It's hand-printed. Yeah.
Robert Kime, oh my God, I love that fabric. That's $400 a yard, you know? I mean, the most you can do is make a pillow out of it.
10 yards. And 10 yards is going to be your minimum if you're doing chairs and then a sofa, you know? It's
20.
More. I mean, yeah. So you have to figure those things in.
Drapes, 17 yards a window.
Yeah.
17, 18 yards a window just for simple drapes.
Yeah.
For a regular size window. And that's, you know, you start adding that up, that comes into real money. This has been the Skirted Roundtable with Megan Arquette from Beach Bungalow 8, Joni Webb from Cote to Texas, and I'm Linda Merrill from Surroundings. Thank you so much for joining us. You can find us online at www.skirtedroundtable.blogspot.com or download our podcasts from iTunes. Search for the Skirted Roundtable. We really appreciate all your comments and emails, and we will be back soon.